Is cheaper food leading to a rise in obesity? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Charles Coutemange, an associate professor of economics in the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at Georgia State University, examines this potential factor in the obesity debate.
The obesity rate has reached epidemic proportions in the United States, rising from 13% to 35% in the past half century. This trend has prompted economists to ask whether the rise in obesity can be attributed to responses to changing economic incentives. Factors considered include cheaper and more readily available food, incentives related to physical activity, tobacco control policies, and changing characteristics of the labor force. An important limitation of the prior literature is that these potential contributing factors are generally studied in isolation, making it difficult to tell if their associations with obesity are actually causal as opposed to driven by the economic variables that are not included by the researcher. Along with Josh Pinkston, Chris Room, and George Webby, I aimed to fill this void by combining the various economic factors into a single model to see which of their effects persist. Our data indicate that the 27 economic variables included in our model together explain 37% of the rise in BMI, 43% of the rise in obesity, and 59% of the rise in severe obesity. Two factors stand out as the primary culprits. First is the increase in restaurant availability, which likely causes a substitution away from home-cooked meals. Second is the expansion of superstores, including Walmart supercenters and warehouse clubs, which sell food at a large discount relative to traditional grocers. Our results do not necessarily mean that cheap and readily available food are bad for society. They merely suggest that progress comes at a cost. Future research should investigate the reasons why restaurants and superstores contribute to obesity, with the aim of helping policymakers develop appropriately targeted solutions.
That was Charles Coutemange of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.